Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
I thought Miss Message would be here tonight. Look at that, would you? Got this place all cleaned up. Well, sort of cleaned up anyway. Cleared off her desk. I even flipped the page on the calendar so I know it's the 12th of December, and she's not here. Wait, looky here. Here's a note to me. Let me see. I am so excited. It's, "Dear Mr. Postmaster, I'm sorry not to have written to you before. As you know, I've been away at school studying postal technology and haven't been able to help you. However, if you will stop staring at this piece of paper and just turn around, you'll find
your friend, Miss Message."
Who said that?
I did.
Imagine a talking letter right here in front of me.
No, the letter isn't talking. I am.
Hey, it's you, Miss Message.
In person.
Wonderful. That is the greatest news. I just don't know how many people have asked me where you were. Where were you, by the way?
Studying postal technology, just as I said in the letter.
Ah. What's postal technology, Miss Message?
Well, I flunked.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Well, true, I didn't flunk. Postal technology is the art and science of getting a letter from here to there as quickly and inexpensively as possible. And in this case, I was specializing in letters to Santa Claus.
Well, tell me, Miss Message, did you find anything to beat Sam the courier?
Well, I tried, but no, he's the best and the fastest and gets there fastest with the mostest.
That sounds familiar. Well, let's get going fastest on mostest of these letters. What do you say?
Fine with me.
Okay. Gosh, look at this one, will you? It's a long one. And it comes from Teresa Arlene Busick. "Dear Santa, I will write you just a few lines to let you hear from me. I'm okay. How are you getting along?" Well, let me tell you, Teresa, that he is getting along fine. We get great news from the poll almost every day. Teresa Busick says, "I want for Christmas a pair of brown boots with string in size 4 or 5. Also want my birthstone ring and bracelet and necklace. It is purple. And please bring my baby sister her birthstone. It is red. And please bring her a pair of boots, too. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring me some long shirts and short shirts, too. I am in the 7th grade." Gosh, Teresa's got all her teachers listed here. Let's see. "All right, my teacher is Miss Johnson. My math, language, art, science teacher is Miss Johnson. And my reading and social study teacher is Miss Taylor. And my art teacher is Mrs. Miller." Well, how do you do, all you teachers? And it's signed, "Merry Christmas, huge Merry Christmas. Love, Teresa Arlene Busick." Okay, you got a letter there? Hey, it's on yellow paper. Look at that. Kind of nice looking.
We've got two letters tonight from Woodbury, the first of which is from Erin Ebert. And she says, "Dear Santa, I would like a good puppy, a stuffed animal, and a watch. Love, Erin."
Ah, isn't that nice? What's on the back of that? Oh, says, "From Erin Ebert," right there. Did she do that herself?
I think so.
That's nice writing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see what I've got over here. You say you've got two from Woodbury.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hold on to that other one for just a second. Let's see about this one. This is from Debbie Sue Busick. Same Busicks. Yeah, I see there. "Dear Santa Claus, will you please bring my baby sister a little dump truck, a rocking chair, and something like boots about size 6, and a rocking horse, too. This little baby sister is 1 year old, and I am writing this for her." And it's signed Debbie Sue Busick, and she lives on Washington Street here in Orange. It says, "P.S., I will leave you some milk and cookies on the kitchen table. Merry Christmas. Love, Debbie Sue Busick." Debbie, that's nice of you to do things like that for little sisters. Everybody should do that. Helps out a lot.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Here's the second one from Woodbury Forest. This one happens to be from David Bloor.
Hmm.
And he says, "Dear Santa, how are you doing? I hope you have a nice Christmas. I would like a tiny oddball spaceship. By the way, they have it at drug fair." Thank you very much, your friend David Bloor.
David makes sure Santa knows where to find these toys. Well, that's all right. You got to point these things out sometime. You really do. Goodness, looky here, how time does fly. And I guess we're out of time for tonight, Miss Message. But it's really wonderful to have you back.
Well, it's great to be back here, too, Mr. Postmaster. Here, let me have those letters.
Oh, okay. Let me get
I'll pack them in Sam's mailbox.
Right.
Right. It's great to be back home.
You can tell your postal technology class really paid off. You packed those letters just beautifully.
Ah, yes. Well, it's all done, and it's on to Santa Claus
now. Well, so it is. Well, I'll see you again tomorrow, Miss Message.
I'll be here. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message, and so long until tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.